IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Delighted to have you, and yeah, let's talk. Let's talk, Prof. What on earth is happening in Joburg and Gauteng that we are so overtaking the Western Cape in terms of infection numbers?
Yeah, we now really, truly in the upward surge in Gauteng. As you say, it's really hit the media now, and it's come home to the community. I think now just about everybody knows of somebody that's close to them, or somebody that they're acquainted with who's ill with COVID, or is in hospital, or has died, unfortunately. So yeah, as a country, of course, we're hovering between the fifth and the sixth fastest growing epidemic in the world. And of course, now it's come up from the Western Cape to Gauteng. So, in fact, on Saturday, we had 7,200 new cases. I think it's a record. Wow. And the last 24 hours, 6,334. Now, yesterday, there was a webinar, the Chief Rabbi's webinar, and I gave three reasons why we are now in this very steep, almost exploding epidemic, particularly down in Gauteng. So I'll just very briefly go through them. One, of course, is our position on the epidemic curve. We're now on the up, we're climbing up the curve. And the worst is to come. We haven't peaked yet. Secondly, this is really further aggravated because paradoxically, the restrictions have been lifted for socioeconomic reasons. People going back to work and so on facilitate the spread even more. And of course, the winter season also complicates it. So really, we really now kind of sort of in a bizarre picture that on the one hand, the hospitals are filling up, the ICU beds are being stretched, the capacity is kind of being overtaken. And on the other hand, we have people that are totally unconcerned, they're blissfully unaware of the danger, going about their normal activities, restaurants, social gatherings, etc., etc. We have this kind of paradoxical, some people are panicking, some people are the complete opposite. And we really need to go on a strenuous educational campaign to try and get people to kind of physically distance and avoid social gatherings, wearing masks. And particularly now we're really in the kind of most critical stage of the epidemic.
Prof, and an article that I saw in the paper today was saying that the medical services in the Eastern Cape, the hospitals in particular, are really, really beginning to take massive strain and not coping.
You got Nelson Mandela Bay with Port Elizabeth. They're really, really in dire straits, in fact, at the moment. They are full and they cannot take, there are no ICU beds, etc. So that's a real, real problem there.
So, Prof, really what you're saying is that we all have a responsibility to each other to actually take this far more seriously. It's not as though it is imaginary that hospitals aren't coping. It is fact that they're not. So if we don't want the same thing to occur here in Gauteng, best you listen to what Prof has to say. Social distance, wash hands, it's not gone. I know that one drives around the city and one sort of has an impression that things are normal by the way people are living their lives, but that is just not the case. Prof, I don't know why we've gotten to that stage. Probably it was... despair.
We'd like to wish it away, but unfortunately we can't wish it away. It's there. And we want to really avoid what happened in Italy, what happened in New York. And it's really what we do now, we'll try and obviate that. And we really got to kind of think very carefully, do some soul searching, to kind of, you know, take it very seriously, as you say.
Prof, thank you very, very much. That's where we're going to leave it today. And, as always, thank you for your input, and I look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Simon. Thank you very much.